From the Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall, this is RCN Sports Talk Gets Wild, a dine and donate program to benefit the Miller Keystone Blood Center and their blood drive coming up on August 9th. Good evening and welcome, everyone. I'm Chris Michael. So glad you could be with us this evening for a special program. If you're in the Whitehall area, we'd love for you to come out here and support the Miller Keystone Blood Center and provide some donations. And I'll tell you a real easy way to do that. You go to RCNTV's website, rcn.com/RCNTV. Go to the Buffalo Wild Wings page and then click on the Miller Keystone Blood Center link and then print out the flyer. You bring that flyer down here anytime this evening. You bring that flyer when you pay your bill, and a portion of your meal will go directly to the Miller Keystone Blood Center. So it's a win-win-win all the way around. You can have some great food, some great drinks on this hot, cool evening, watch a ton of games on all these monitors here, and if you get here before 8 o'clock, you're going to be featured having some special athletes here, as we're going to be talking about in the program. But before we talk about all the featured athletes, let's talk about a Parkland guy who had nothing to do with the success of this year. Here's the team, Mr. Joseph Linwood and Craig.
Chris, nice to be here. Explain one thing to me, though. What's a hot, cool night?
It's a hot night, but when you have a cool drink, you'll relax.
Oh, so that's what you... Okay. I thought you made a mistake, but I know being
on
the show...
As you've been chatting tonight, you are a Parkland guy, and Parkland people can do no wrong, according to Joe.
Anyone
who didn't go to Parkland, you're...
Well, I just learned that you meant to say hot, cool.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. So I'm
trying to cut down on time to be quick,
that.
And now you've just
ruined
it.
Yeah, and I just blew the whole thing.
Yeah,
right?
Can I introduce our real special guest?
Absolutely.
All right, the state champions from the Parkland girls volleyball team joining us here at the RCN table, the head coach, Mr. Mike Krause, and joining us for our first half hour, Jesse Crazley and Heather Wieland, assistant coaches with Parkland. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for being here and congratulations on a state championship. And first of all, what was it like not only winning a state championship again this year, but running the table and going 26-0? That is an amazing feat. So, Coach Krause, we'll start with you.
Now that it's done, it's a lot better than it was during the process. It was interesting because this year we played out in Arizona.
Yeah.
And that was in the first weekend of October. For us to do that, we had to go out and represent Pennsylvania. So for us to represent Pennsylvania, we had to have the best record in Pennsylvania. And we played a tournament that we sponsored at Parkland with some of the top teams in the state. So we were going to measure ourselves. That was a little stressful. But fortunately, the girls stood up to the challenge and did a great job and handled themselves well. And in the EPC... Yeah. That we have, it was some of the teams that we met up against that have traditional power, and we were successful against them. So once we got through that and got to Arizona and did very well, came back, we finished fourth out of 64 teams. Mm-hmm. And then we came back and had to take that ride through the regular season, go through the playoffs and the state run. The kids rose. The kids knew how to practice. They knew how to prepare. And they had a lot of guidance with our assistant coaches. So with that whole thing in place, it was... very gratifying to accomplish that.
Yeah. And what was it like for you? And, you know, I know you have some great kids, some outstanding athletes, but they're high school kids. I mean, there's distractions. You have homework. You have papers. You have all sorts of – there's so many distractions out there. What was it like to have their focus and have them come out and really just dominate all year long?
I mean, we actually are in a unique situation because the seniors that were on this team – we actually work with them from 14, age 14 and under when we coach club with them. So that was a unique experience. And then seeing them grow and develop and then also be leaders to the rest of the team was really cool to see. And working with them day in and day out was just really cool. And it was just, it's cool to give back to that because we graduated from Parkland ourselves.
Yeah.
So, and going back, I mean, I graduated a little bit longer than she did. But it's just cool to give back to the program and just be a part of it every day. So.
Jesse?
And like you said about them being high school kids, having them be able to go 26-0 just shows a tremendous amount of focus, just being able to go in each game, do what they're supposed to do, and not become complacent.
Mm-hmm.
We both really respect them, all the players, a lot, for being able to do that.
Yeah. As far as the championship, you actually had to come from behind a little bit. And, in fact, I went back to PennLive.com, and there was one comment from Kristen Krause. And let's see if I can find the quote here. It's, she went over and had a talk with her dad and the head coach, and then from then on she rebounded and the team went on. So what took place in that conversation, and what was it like coaching your daughter?
Well, she was very analytical, determined as all get out. Actually, she's recovering. She had stitches in her knee.
Oh.
And she had a cut from a workout. So she was playing with stitches in her knee and being able to transition to that. Her movement, there wasn't any change. She went hard. But I think our matchups were not. And I talked to her about what she felt the block was doing, and she felt that the block was pretty much reading us pretty well. So we actually changed the rotations in our matchups. And a lot of that, she was a very good strategist. She understood how to score points and how to put the players in positions, and she felt that we could try some different sets and put them in against different blocks. So we did that in the third set. We moved the rotation three spots, changed our matchups, and everything else from there took care of itself.
What was that atmosphere like?
It was wonderful. Just being able to be on the outside. We have our own games that we played in, both in high school and college, that were great. They were so fast, and you felt like your heart was going to explode. But I felt like at one point, the amount of physical energy that they're producing, felt like we were reciprocating that emotionally and mentally, like, for them. I mean, it was just, we're very tied to them. We're all, like, a very close-knit group. So I felt like we really went through it with them during that game.
Well, as coaches, you also, I mean, you're constantly, from my own experience, you're always holding your breath.
Right.
You know, you're always holding your breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're anticipating, okay, let's keep it going, keep it going. And, you know, it doesn't matter the sport. That's something coaches go through.
Heather, what did you feel on that championship day?
Same exact thing. I think kind of like what they were saying, and really kind of knowing, like, we were down, yes, but then there was a moment in time where we were all like, okay, we got it. Like, it was just like an unspoken thing where you felt it, they knew it, we knew it, and it just that energy kind of carried them through. Yeah. So it was cool to see.
And that's good coaching, that they didn't panic.
Yeah. I mean,
all right, Melanie Pawlowski is with us. She is standing by with some of the members and the players and managers of the state championship Parkland girls volleyball team. Melanie, who you have this time around?
Thank you, Chris. I'm here with Megan Page and Morgan, rising seniors at Parkland. And obviously, you guys had an awesome season last year, state championship. So what came together and how did you guys work together to have that success?
Well, one of the biggest things about Parkland volleyball is family. We always stress that if one sister goes out for one thing, the other sister has each other's back. And I really think that showed in the state championship. We were down 2-0, and I just think the strong trust that everyone had in each other really let us win that.
How did it feel for you personally, knowing that you had someone else's back and that, you know, somebody else was backing you up too if you needed it?
It's really comforting. Like, you can just feel the love whenever we're together. Yeah.
And you had some senior leadership last year that helped you guys prepare for this upcoming year as seniors. So what did you learn from them, and, you know, what did they teach you?
The seniors taught us everything that we know today. They always welcomed us with warming hands. They always had a high level of intensity, and they always showed that through practice and whatever they did. And we always were held accountable for any role that we had to play during the season, and that really is what we are going to use when we transition into our 2016-2017 season.
Are you guys going to miss them?
Oh, we will miss them so much. We love them. They're like a family, like Meg said.
You can stay in touch with Facebook and social media, right?
Yes, of course.
So just learning from them and their leadership, what do you hope to bring into your senior season? And have your girls talked about, you know, how you'll apply some things you learned from them into your own leadership skills?
Yeah, we're really excited. It's our last year at Parkland Volleyball. It's bittersweet to the end. I mean, we've all been together playing for a while. So the end of the season, we're just really hoping to bring all the leadership that we've learned from the seniors and just try to keep going and make hopefully a run for another state title.
Do you have any favorite moments from last year?
Definitely being down 2-0 in the finals. I mean, it really just showed a lot of character for us to come back as a family and really win the fifth set.
What do you think that says about your team's determination and, you know, camaraderie to be able to come back from being down and come out with a win like that?
Well, I mean, it just shows how close we really are, because we all knew that we had each other's back and we knew that we were going to win. Like, we being down 2-0, it meant we just had to play more volleyball.
Yep. What was that feeling like when you guys finally won?
It was overwhelming. We all were crying, as you could see. We were so overwhelmed and overjoyed by everything that happened. Everything that we worked for the whole entire season, it just finally came to an end, and it was bittersweet, like Morgan said.
Did you guys have any, like, mottos or superstitions going into the States?
We always like to sing on the way home. We always sang one particular song, Lucky, and that's been passed down from tradition for years on end, so that's about it.
So it helped you with a little bit of luck, and then obviously your skill set too, right?
Yes, it did.
You don't want to sing the song now, do you?
No. It's only meant for the bus ride home.
Yeah. Right. We don't want to make it unlucky, right? Yeah. So that's good. Just looking forward to next year, how excited are you to kind of keep the momentum going into your senior season and be able to carry that through for the younger players?
The excitement is unreal. Every time we get in the gym, you can just feel the energy. It's like nothing's changed, really. Everyone's just so together.
And did you have a lot of support from your classmates, you know, that weren't on the team? Did a lot of people come out to look at your matches?
Yes, we did. We always encouraged everyone throughout the whole entire school to come and come see our games. We were always very enthusiastic about that. That was one of the big things that really helped us, our little cheerleaders.
And so obviously you want to keep that going with the school spirit for this upcoming year, right?
Yeah, we definitely, last year at the, we had pep rally send us off the stage saying it was a lot of fun. Everyone just in the school came together. It really was exciting for us.
All right, girls, well, congratulations and good luck in your senior season. Obviously you don't need luck, but you got the lucky song to help you out, I guess, right?
Yes.
Back to you, Chris.
All right, thank you very much. Melanie Pulaski will be back with more of the outstanding members of the Parkland girls volleyball team, the state champions, and of course we'll be continuing the conversation with the coaches here at the RCN table in just a moment. But right now, our first feature of the evening, and Phillies prospect and International League All-Star Andrew Knapp is looking to continue his hot hitting and his relationship working with the up-and-coming staff of pitchers. We caught up with Knapp and to ask him about some of those issues.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, it's just about getting behind the plate and catching every day and you know, just tightening up and being more consistent as far as game calling goes and, you know, receiving and blocking. And then as far as offense, just continue what I was doing. And, I mean, I'm naturally right-handed, so it's a little natural that way. But for now, I mean, I hit much more left-handed, more right-handed pitching. So if I had to choose, I'd probably pick left-handed. Yeah, I mean, I feel completely natural from both sides, but left-handed, I just get more at-bats. Yeah, it takes work. I think, you know, everyone works differently, so you got to figure out how guys want to pitch. And, you know, that just comes with preparation before the game, going through the lineup with the pitching coach and the pitcher. So, you know, definitely the more experience you get catching guys, the better it gets. But, you know, a lot of that comes off the field.
Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk. Sports Talk Gets Wild, starring the Parkland girls volleyball team, state champions this past year, and where it's all part of the Dine and Donate program to raise money for the Miller Keystone Blood Center. Again, if you're in the area, you can come out tonight. You can have some great food, watch all the great baseball games that are going on now on all the monitors. Go to RCN's website, RCN TV, website, rcn.com/RCN TV. Print out the link for the Miller Keystone Blood Center. Bring that here, and part of your money will go to that great charity. It is a hot, cold night. Joe, do you approve of that?
Hot and cold. Now I understand what you mean by
hot. Night here. Yes, pleasant evening here. We are
cool.
Here at the RCN table, Mike Krause, Jesse Crazley, and Heather Whelan. And Mike had mentioned that, you know, you were a part of this program. You all had success, and you were all part of building the program. And I think it's interesting that you came back to Parkland, because we'll often hear, as programs start to improve and seniors graduate, they say, we laid the foundation and, you know, we're hoping for bigger and better things. What was it like to see these people have success, build that foundation, and then come back and continue to contribute?
When Debbie Tyson and I had taken the program, there was never a league championship, a district championship, a tournament championship. There was never one. So we had to bring some things in. It was Heather's freshman year. So every year we had to try to build and add to our goals, and one of our goals was time to put one in the TC, which is a trophy case.
Yeah.
And Heather's senior year, we finally got to the district championship, so we got a silver medal. Now, Jesse followed her, and Heather went on to play at Penn State, and then Jesse followed. Jesse's group actually got a league championship. So from that evolution, everything's continued to grow, and they passed the torch. Mm-hmm. As they finished their college careers, they were such great role models. They loved the game. They demonstrated the training for the game. They loved people. They really loved the school. So when they came back, they were able to contribute to the program. And without a doubt, we want them to be a part of it. And so now they're at the point where they're there all the time. And it's nice to have someone that close in age for the girls.
Yeah.
Because they've been through it, and then when the challenges come physically that they want to start slowing down, they're there to inspire them and encourage them. And they understand what it was like to go through. So that has had such a great contribution and development and involvement in our program because of players like these two.
Yeah. What was it like to create that foundation and then to now build on it?
Well, coming into the program at Parkland, it was something that we knew was going to prepare us, and not just volleyball-wise, but life-wise. You get into the program, you know right away early, okay, a certain kind of person has to uphold these character qualities to be a part of it. And that's being a good person, you know, being a good citizen, that kind of thing. And going into college, I felt very prepared. And being able to go back to the program that prepared me so well was something that I wasn't going to be able to turn down. And just being there for as short as I was, the first year I was there, I was already invested in them. And I wanted to give back to the program and the people that invested in me to begin with. So,
yeah, Heather?
And kind of what Mike has always put in our brains and our minds and really our souls. Now it sounds silly, but sisterhood, it's what it comes down to. And no matter how old we are, we'll always be with each other. We'll always know each other. And the older we get and the younger they get, it doesn't matter because we're all going to be a family in some capacity or another. So giving back and just being there is really awesome.
Let me ask a question. And now, volleyball is one of those sports where the school and the in-season and the preparation, there's a lot of things going on. But all the teams are working hard during the season. The separation between the great programs and a lot of the others is what takes place the other 8 months. Now, tell me a little bit about what happens at Parkland with your programs, your feeder programs. What gets that pipeline really going in the odd months? It has to be more than just during the season.
We have a lot of our kids that continue to play out of season in club. But we also, I'm a true believer in athleticism. I encourage our kids to participate in other sports. And if it works out for their high school team, to play. And I believe this past year of our 12 varsity players, 9 of them played in other sports at the high school.
That's great.
Sienna Salvaggio was a state champion in swimming, 4-time gold medalist. Kristen played basketball. Sam Weber was a track athlete. Right. So we have a lot of kids. Avery was in the through the javelin, actually, for a number of years at Parkland, our seniors. So we had kids that were involved, and we encourage that. But also, they understand training, and that's where Heather and Jesse, they develop themselves physically. They get involved in some kind of program. We get in a weight room. We call it the weight room for warriors. And,
right.
But they'll also do training on their own. And then they'll play in club ball. So we try to maximize any athletic experience. The rewarding part for us right now is this past year, girls volleyball has surpassed girls basketball as the number one team sport in the country girls in high school. So the fame, you're getting more athleticism. You're getting more athletic challenges, and the kids like it.
Yeah. I know Melanie Pulowski standing by with more of the outstanding members of the Parkland girls volleyball team. Melanie?
Thanks, Chris. I'm here with Kira, Meredith, and Georgia. You girls just finished your freshman season last year, so just talk to me about that, what that was like, and just being able to watch, you know, the varsity team come home with the tremendous season.
Well, coming into freshman year, I didn't really know what to expect, but they were super welcoming to me, and it was really just a great experience, and the Parkland volleyball program really helped me to become a better person and a better player. And it was just, again, like a great experience, and I loved it.
Not bad coming in freshman year watching the varsity team win states, right?
Yeah.
To me, they just show that hard work really pays off, and like they always push us to get better every practice, and that helped me a lot.
Looking forward to next season, what are you excited about, and you know, what are you going to bring from what you learned into this season?
I'm really excited about, I don't know, just like playing with different girls, like the new freshmen's coming in. Like, I'm excited to get to know them, and it's just going to be a great JV season.
I know, you're going to be a sophomore now, so you can help out the freshmen just like they helped out you, right?
Yeah, I'm excited to see what will come.
Kira, you're going to be a junior, right?
Yep.
So a little bit older and, you know, more wise as to the last year. So just talk about what you learned last year and what you hope to bring in as an upperclassman this season.
Well, last year really taught me that teamwork is really important, and you should look up to your elders. So all of the seniors and the juniors, they really helped me become the player I am, and I'm just really excited to see what the team can accomplish this year.
The seniors coming up this year, what can you say about them, and do you think they'll make good leaders?
Yes, definitely. I'm really good friends with all of them, and they're great girls and great volleyball players, and I'm excited for the season.
Is there anything specific that they taught you to, you know, improve your game or anything on the court?
Just pretty much everything I know, like tips and tricks, they've just helped me throughout the years. So
that's awesome. And now you can help apply that knowledge to these folks over here, right?
Yep.
So just talk about the program, too. Obviously, it's not just about winning on the court. You girls probably have a lot of fun together and build camaraderie off the court. Any friendships that you built through volleyball?
Well, I really made great friendships with all the girls on the team, like sophomores, all of them.
Any funny moments from last season that stand out?
Not really that I can think of off the top of my head.
I mean, there were, like, funny moments. Overall, like, I don't know.
It was just, like, a fun season.
Yeah, it was a fun season. Like,
what was it like watching the varsity team win?
I really, like, I was so happy for them. I wish I could have been there, but, like, I couldn't be there. But it was just, like, super exciting for, like, our program to win states. Like, that's such a great honor, so.
And provides motivation for the years to come, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I liked watching it. It was really good. Like, it helps me learn more as a player and grow, so.
It's inspiring. You want to keep up the legacy of being state champs,
yeah,
right? No pressure. Any special memories from last season for you?
Just after states, we, on the bus ride home, it was a pretty long ride, and the whole community really came together, and there was a parade of fire trucks, and then once we got back to the high school, we all jumped in the pool, so that was something I'll never forget.
That's awesome. Are there any pictures of that celebration?
Probably somewhere.
That way, in years to come, you guys can look back and remember that special moment, right?
Definitely.
Probably felt like celebrities rolling into town after winning. That's really cool. So volleyball is obviously an intense sport, but it's a fun sport. You have to work together as a team. So what's your favorite aspect of being on the court?
Just playing volleyball. It's so fun, and everyone enjoys it. And I love the whole team, so it just makes it even better.
What do you think has to come together between everybody? You know, obviously it's not one person doing all the work. There are multiple roles to be played, and how do you think you fit in? What role do you think you play?
Not really sure yet, but
wherever they need you, right?
Yeah. We're just all trying to see what will make us, like, do the best that we can.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a successful season that you had, but obviously looking to build for next year, just looking ahead, it's got to be exciting for you guys.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most that you're looking forward to, just becoming sophomores, you know, having a year under your belt?
I'm just, again, just looking forward to more great memories to come and hopefully winning states again this year.
Any personal mottos on the court? Superstitions?
Not yet. But maybe.
That's good. Well, you guys won last year. You did really good. You probably don't even need any. I would just keep doing what you're doing.
Definitely.
How about you guys? Any mottos, superstitions?
No. Just, like, stay friends. That's, like, my main thing.
Yeah.
That's good. You got to support each other in the ups and the downs on the court, right? Ups and downs, volleyball. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, and congratulations on last season. A great freshman year, and good luck in the upcoming season. Back to you, Chris.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to have more special guests from the Parkland girls volleyball team as we honor the state champions in girls volleyball this past year. We're also going to have a special guest coming up to talk a few minutes about a special event that Parkland fans will also want to know about is coming up in a few weeks. More of that when we return to RCN Sports Talk Gets Wild here at Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall, part of the special Dine and Donate program to help our local community. We'll be back with more Sports Talk in just a moment.
Hairstyling for tonight's program has been provided by Barry Acid and Crowning Glory Haircutters, located on Main Street in Whitehall, just off the top of Eagle Point. Call 610-261-1630 for an appointment.
Since 1937, Walters Pharmacy has been making life easier for you, the name you trust most when you need your prescription filled. That's because getting your prescription right is our number one priority, and only Walters Pharmacy delivers anywhere in Allentown for free. Our wide selection of health products and mobile equipment, as well as our convenient hours, make Walters Pharmacy the fast and convenient choice.
I went to Walters Pharmacy, and they were able to supply all of my child's needed medications.
I call Walters Pharmacy for all my prescriptions and healthcare items and have them delivered to my door.
Walters Pharmacy in Allentown.
My bottom line is everything, and RCN Business delivers. RCN has the best technology and it saves me money. It's the best of both worlds. RCN Internet is fast and reliable. We are constantly on the telephone. RCN phone service is one word, dependable. It has all the features that I want. I couldn't be more satisfied. When it comes to internet and phone, I let RCN do the heavy lifting.
Partnership, choice, technology. Depend on RCN Business.
Okay, Jane Williams, your word is awesome-azing.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
RCN's high-speed internet service is awesome-azing.
Awesome-azing? That's easy. It's spelled R-C-N.
That's correct.
Yes. Get awesome internet and TV from RCN, all for an amazing price. It's awesome-azing. RCN, entertainment redefined.
For the viewer who is passionate about food and wine, the Chef's Kitchen provides tips and techniques from the country's most exclusive restaurants. Tune in next time to see one of the nation's top chefs, such as George Perrier, Roberto Donna, Jose Garces, Michael Schlau, or Tony Clark, as they share their culinary talents and unique creativity. Learn how to make the delectable dishes and hip creations they're serving in today's restaurants, or impress your family with a culinary twist on tonight's dinner. Watch the Chef's Kitchen to keep up with today's culinary trends and techniques.
This is RCN, TV Redefined.
Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk Gets Wild, our special Dine and Donate program going on to help local charities. Tonight's charity, the Miller Keystone Blood Center, and we'd love for you to go to the RCN TV website, rcn.com/RCNTV. Click on the Miller Keystone link, print out the flyer, and then come on down here and enjoy the second half of our program and also all the great games on tonight, some great food, some great drinks, and support the local charity. Before we continue to honor the Parkland Girls Volleyball State Championship team and the coaches here at the RCN table, Melanie is standing by with a special guest to talk about something coming up that Parkland fans may want to know about coming up in the next few weeks. Melanie?
Thank you, Chris. I'm here with Kurt and Jonathan, members of the first undefeated football team at Parkland.
Yes.
And it's the 50th anniversary this year.
Yes.
So that is awesome. Congratulations on that history and being a part of Parkland history. It's just really amazing. What are you looking forward to with the anniversary?
We're getting the whole team basically back to the anniversary football game presentation. We were just inducted into the Parkland High School Hall of Fame, the first team of old history is in Parkland history to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. We're all getting together on August 26th for the Allen Parkland game to be introduced on the field as a team. We have other things going that we plan to, at that time we'll have some get together afterwards and things like that.
And you'll be reunited on the Sports Talk on September 1st at the Allentown Fair as well.
Right. Yes, we will.
Just had to let you guys know that. Not that you didn't already know. Obviously, you have a special team, you know, and it's a bond that creates years of friendship. So just talk about that and how that's lasted over 50 years.
Well, I think what's really special, we have a small group of guys that get together to kind of organize the things we're going to have, the activities. But I think the real story, we were 10-0, fantastic, a small group of guys, 36 guys. Small in size as well, but the real story I think is 50 years later, because our parents went through the Depression, World War II, and they instilled a different type of work ethic, I think, and our team, the coaches kind of coalesced around that, and our team, now looking back at 50 years, is incredible. We had 18 members of that 36-member team go right into the service. We have 7 teachers in the last 50 years, 3 college professors, 2 guys went to West Point, graduated, 1 just retired as a rear admiral in the Navy. We have 2 doctors, 1 lawyers. I mean, that small group of guys came out with, it was incredible lives and contributing to our country.
With all of those awesome, you know, career paths and everything, you could create your own little village. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like right. All the little facets just fit in there perfect.
Everything you need, yeah.
It was very, you know, I feel very proud to be able to be involved with that team because I think we all learn work ethics and things that carried over in our lives, and that's what was evident. You know, if you kind of reverse the stories, think about all the things that happened in 50 years, you would then understand why the team was so good when they were young guys.
I was just about to say, you know, a successful season like that, obviously that kind of snowballed into successful lives. So just talk about that and how that maybe inspired you going forward, you know, after that season.
Well, I've had a different career path than a lot of them. I've been in business. I've actually been a state president of a nonprofit organization. I've done a lot of different things. I've umpired baseball. I've coached. I've done a lot of things in my lifetime. And it's all basically trying to give back for what I was given in high school.
And it still holds a special place, I'm sure, in your heart. And it feels like it was probably just yesterday. You think you guys could get her on the field today and do the same things?
Well, that's incredible. Well, honestly, I tried to get her committee to have a flag football game against the team now. And they said we would need 8 or 10 ambulances.
You have doctors, though. You have doctors that are going to be on the field.
We'd have lawyers. We could sue somebody. The whole nine yards. But, yeah, but it is really special getting back together with these guys. And it should be on August 26th. Should be a great time.
And they're not just local either, right? It's guys that have gone on to live in other states and around the country.
There's actually guys coming from 9 different states coming for the August 26th game. So it should be really neat.
What are you looking forward to most on that day?
Oh, we're going to get together and see some of the war stories. There are some real classics out there about some of the guys and their antics that they pulled along the way and some of the things the quarterback used to do and the things that are inside jokes, but it all brings back the memories from 50 years ago.
And you're only one of 2 teams that have been undefeated at Parkland, so that's really special.
It really is. I mean, and even though Parkland has fabulous teams now, right, we're only one of 2 that were ever undefeated at Parkland.
What do you think was that special sauce that helped you guys, you know, pull that off?
I really don't know. I think it was instruction from the coaches that really drill it into us. Hey, you do it this way, you do it right, and that's what they expected out of you.
And it worked.
I think it came from, like you said before, from our parents. Our work ethic was a lot different in the 50s and 60s. You listened. The discipline was there. So you didn't argue with the coach. And whatever the coach said, you did. And that kind of really molded us into one big team. It was a total team effort.
Well, that's incredible. Really, it's awesome. I'm very happy for you guys and looking forward to the reunion. Great. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Back to you, Chris.
All right, great job, Melanie, with those interviews, and we'll be back to you with some more volleyball players and some key members of their staff as well. Right here, we have the coaches here at the RCN table, joining Joe Craig and myself, head coach Mike Krause, and assistants Jesse Crazley, and joining us now for the second half hour, Maria Serena.
You got it.
I got that right. Joe was talking a lot to you during our commercial break here, and I apologize for his rambling, by the way, but you do have a very good question you want to ask these ladies.
I ask this of coaches in every sport we do, because I find that the teams that have the great successes year after year, it's more than just they have a great group of kids that year. Tell me about your feeder systems. I'm talking JV, middle school, and there may be even some lower than that. Tell me about what you have. How do you prepare them? What gets kids wanting to be part of this volleyball program when they get to high school?
I think it starts with the younger coaches, as Jesse and Maria, developing an enthusiasm first and a curiosity for the kids to learn, but also understand the progression of learning, the progression of improvement in 3 areas. And we want to work to develop the physical skills. You want to understand the tactical skills, and you also want to develop physical components of strength and training. And these two do a super job of reaching the girls, being role models for them, but also encouraging them to achieve and strive to improve every day, not just game-wise, every day.
And you mentioned a lot of things during the break here. There's so much that people don't realize that goes into training and so forth. And ladies, maybe you can talk about that as well.
Well, you know what, I think what's interesting, Mike had mentioned that, you know, just to generate that curiosity and that interest, and at the middle school level, what I think is nice is they get a chance to see these girls in action. They get to go out and they get to see these girls compete at a high level and see how fast the game is paced. And for them, it's just this sport that's so sort of new to them at the middle school level, and it's exciting. So, you know, they have such a great crew of athletes ahead of them, and they want to be exactly like them.
Now, let me ask you this. Aside from the school program, in the rest of the year, do you have a lot of your kids, 7, 8, 9, even probably through 10th grade, do some of them play like for a club-type programs in the off-season that you guys kind of keep an eye on, and it also keeps them busy and gets them play competition in other groups?
They have the opportunity to attend camps during the summer.
Right.
There are clinics throughout the school year, and then some take advantage of playing year-round in a club opportunity.
Right.
But, you know, at the middle school level, the majority of them are just trying out the sport for the first time.
Right.
We're starting to see that volleyball is becoming a sport that they're getting into a little bit younger and younger. And I think through the success of a program like Parkland's, we're allowing that to, you know, dip into the younger ages a little bit more.
Yeah, I know in the Bethlehem area they have the cross-court club, and you know, the kids play all over the place, and I'm sure you have those kinds of situations for opportunities for your kids too, right?
Yeah, a lot of the club programs in the area, they'll have the kids travel over to DC, Baltimore, across the country, depending on what club team you're on, what tournament you're being entered into. So it's a good way for the girls to get exposure that early on.
Yeah.
And already see college coaches and start talking to them and know what to say to them and what questions to ask, that kind of thing.
I guess where I'm going is it's more than just a four-month program. I mean, this is – volleyball is like all the other sports. I mean, it's become a 10, 12-month a year. I mean, it's a year-round thing.
And I think it's great. Mike, you mentioned this earlier, and I've heard other coaches at Parkland say this. You share athletes. You encourage them to play other sports. It's not like that in every school district. And I think it's great that a lot of the Parkland coaches, they share sports. They encourage everyone to play other sports because there's really a lot of college coaches that like to see, even if they're looking at a kid to play one sport, there's a lot of college coaches that like them to play and get experiences with other sports.
31 of the 33 first-round draft choices in the NFL were multi-sport athletes.
Yeah.
And what happens is, I have a phys ed degree, and when we were studying, just the reciprocity of different skills and different movements, but also on the other side, you are not wearing down by repetition. Because of the different sports, you're having your muscles in different angles, your different styles, you're sprinting with something and maybe jumping another. So I bring the complexity to the body. It gives it a little bit more endurance. And also the strategies. You learn to win in different environments. You learn to be a better teammate with different style of players. One of the things, then there's individual opportunities, as we said with Sienna, Morgan Sherwin, high jumper, district champion high jump, 5'5". So we have a variety of kids that pursue their interests, club opportunities, a variety of club opportunities. But the best thing that I think that works for kids is being active. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being active, and rather than sit around and understand how to get better. Once kids have the feedback of knowing that their growth and their progress, they can self-assess, and they can see and monitor their growth, and they're more motivated to repeat that workout.
I know back in the day, almost any athlete in every sport, you know, it was a lot of what you did was conditioning. Today, you don't really have to do. I don't think you do as much as we used to do. Although I think because they're so active year-round, where we had kids, a lot of times it wasn't quite like that. But you're encouraging that, which I'm sure helps in that area.
Yeah, and I think it helps the kids because they're structured time. Your best athletes are best academically when they're structured, because they break down when there's time to study and get their work done, when there's time to train, when there's time to attend classes.
Right.
And it carries over. We had two of our girls. We do a lot of training, physical training, the conditioning. And one, Avery Peros, is out at University of Pittsburgh right now. She was home a week ago, and she said our program helped prepare her out at the University of Pittsburgh. Because of what they're doing. She felt she fit in real well. Kristen Krause is right now up at Penn State. They're lifting at 6 in the morning. She knows what the intensity is of training and balancing her schedule. But then you look at the other side of it. We just had our grade point average at the end of the year was just published, and it's a 3.94. So you look at kids
prioritize. You made a comment about you and I. If we'd had 2 years together, right, we might get a 3.9.
Something like that.
Yeah, speak for yourself, Joe.
Oh, wait a minute. We're cut out of the
same mold. Had your 4 years
mold
together to get the 3.94. You know, go ahead.
And we're very proud of that. And I think that what that does, it opens doors for the kids academically to have their dreams professionally, where they want to go, what field they want to go into. but they know, I think it transfers, work ethic. If you have a great work ethic in the classroom, you have a great work ethic in the athletic arena, you're going to be a great employee and a great model citizen.
Could you talk about the support that you have at Parkland? Actually, we're late for a break, but I want to ask you about the support because I know that the student body, the faculty, the TV station you have there that's student-run, there's a lot of people that really invested a lot of time both before you won the state championship and then after. But we're going to tease that and get back to that in just a moment. Our special guest here at Buffalo Wild Wings tonight, the Parkland Girls Volleyball State Championship team. Our last break of the evening, and we go to a feature in volleyball. In fact, one of those sports that doesn't get a whole lot of attention is football and basketball and wrestling do in this area, but in our DC affiliate, one of the sports that often gets overlooked is the sport of rowing. So we have a unique feature on an interesting relationship involving crew members.
Call it a way of life.
All right, let's get pulled oars out.
On the water before the break of daylight.
One, two, shut.
Oars disappear into the dark, cold water as rowers embark on their morning journey, guided by the day's first sunlight and the last of the moon's dull reflection across the Potomac.
I want that to be the focus of today's practice, right, is placing the blade, taking your time almost.
This is how the women of the Wilson High School varsity crew team begin each day.
It's a lot easier to get up at, you know, 5, a little bit before 5 in the morning some days when you know you're going to see the sun rising over the Washington Monument.
Rowing crew is unlike any team sport high school students typically join.
I think rowing is almost a lifestyle. You can't be a rower if you're not committed to the time. Most other sports, if you want to stop running, you can stop. Like, if you're in a boat with people and you're moving so fast, if you stop, you screw it up for the entire boat. And the intensity, it's like nothing else.
Another way Wilson's crew program is unique, DCPS students from anywhere in the district can learn the basics and try out to become part of the team.
I think I was in eighth grade and my parents said that I should probably do a sport. So I had a few friends in the grade above me who were in crew. They seemed to enjoy it. So I said, okay, I'll try crew.
That experience plays a big part in encouraging beginners.
I think that I can empathize with them pretty well, you know, understand where they're at, what they're going through, and try to trigger whatever it is inside that makes them want to be here and do their best.
Keep them low going into the catch as you get squared up. Allow yourself that space for the hands.
Many of the coaches who today guide these athletes started their rowing career as part of Wilson's crew program.
Been rowing for 8 years now, started off at Wilson, and just, you know, very happy to have had that opportunity. And I think when you finish that, it's really a natural inclination to want to come back and, you know, help other people do that.
Learning from those who have walked in their shoes goes a long way in the journey from novice to expert.
I think we're past the basics. We're just at, like, the point where, like, it's more and more competitive, just getting more and more, like, intense as it goes. I definitely want to keep going, keep getting better, keep going mostly. I want to do it till I'm a senior.
And one of the things we really try to, you know, make clear to the novice crews is, you know, this year is, again, it's going to be this transformation, but, you know, it's the first step in a 4-year journey.
A transformation where they begin as individuals and become one team, working in unison towards the same goal.
It's always the same girls, and we love each other. We're really tight-knit, and these girls, too, I'll be friends with for the rest of my life, so it's a really strong community.
Building relationships with one another as well as their surroundings.
you think every day you'd get bored of it, and it's just like a better sunrise the next day.
You just get to see the engineering of the city. You get to see it from a different angle. It's incredible, rowing in D.C.
I love rowing. I love it. I'll be rowing for the rest of my life, I think.
When the last boat reaches the dock and all of the equipment returns home to the boathouse, that's when the women of Wilson's varsity crew team join the rest of the world and begin the day, carrying with them the lessons learned of self-discipline and team building while out on the water.
Welcome back to our final segment of RCN Sports Talk, broadcasting live for the third of four shows from Buffalo Wild Wings in Whitehall. Let's go back to Melanie Pulaski one last time, who has a couple key members of this year's Parkland girls volleyball team. In fact, one of the people she's about to interview also has a little bit of state experience in another sport, or two other sports, actually. Melanie?
Thank you, Chris. I'm here with Jack and Jared, you guys, two J's. You guys were members of the girls volleyball team doing the stats and helping them this year with their state championship. So what was that like, being able to witness, you know, the big win from the sidelines?
It was great. They're a great group of girls, and every day we go to practice. You know, we don't just take stats. We help them out as much as we can. We'll play with them, hit roll shots at them, do whatever Coach Krause asks us to do.
Nice. Could you add to that?
Yeah. Well, we built a really good relationship with the girls, and they turned out to be some of our best friends, and to go there and to hang out and to participate and try to help them win and achieve another state championship, it's fun, and it's good to hang around our friends and have a good time.
Well, 2 years ago, the boys brought home the state championship, right? So that's pretty exciting. So did you bring any knowledge from that experience to the girls' season?
Yeah, it's a kind of a competition between the guys and girls teams. You know, a lot of us know each other and stuff, so we like to kind of jab at each other a little bit, say, like, hey, I have a state championship, like, you don't, and stuff. You know, it just kind of gets us motivated to try to get our own, and which we did, so it was fun.
Yeah, that clearly worked.
Yeah, so they won one in the fall 2 years ago, and we felt what it was like for them to win, but obviously we wanted to win for ourselves, and Coach Krause is an amazing coach, so even when he's coaching them, he's also coaching us as players, too, so he's a great guy, and he helped us out every way possible, so...
Being able to be involved with the girls program as well, did you see or notice any striking similarities or differences between the girls game and the boys game on the court?
Yeah, there's a lot. You know, it's a lot of defense, you know, both sides. Guys, if you have a good defense, you know, you're obviously going to go far, which we did. You know, Jared did a great job. And our girls, they all really focus on defense and practice, you know, blocking, just trying to get the ball up. And they do a really good job of that. And I think that's what really helped them get to the state championship.
Did you notice any similarities, differences?
Well, on the opposite side of the spectrum, Jack and all the height that our team had and the girls' team had, we used it to our advantage, and big hitters and all that, and pound the ball, 10-9 and stuff. So all the girls and all the guys, all the hitters, they did a wonderful job the past few seasons.
And it sounds like there's a lot of mutual support across different sports, right? Is that how it went at Parkland? I know you guys recently graduated, but something you can say about the school?
Yeah, you know, all of us, we try to go to as many of each other's games as possible. Being friends with, like, a lot of the people on all the teams, you know, a lot of the athletes know each other, and especially the girls and guys volleyball team. Obviously, we went to as many of the games as they could, but, like, the girls that wouldn't manage us, they'd try to come to as many of our games, and it was just a really great relationship that we built with them.
It goes around just volleyball. It's every sport in general. Parkland, as a school, takes pride in our sports, and that's why we achieve so well, is because we help each other out and we go and support each other, and that's why we accomplish so much that we do.
I feel like a lot of players that eventually become coaches or on the sidelines get even more into the games when you can't be on the court yourself. Did that happen for you during the girls' state championship, where you were just like, do this?
Yeah, they went down 0-2, and it was kind of hard to just sit there and watch, but you know, we knew they would pull it out, and they did. It was awesome watching them come back from down 2-0 to come back and win 3-2. It was just awesome, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. Coming down 0-2 in the state championship, all of us on the sideline want to get out there and play ourselves, but from the sidelines we're just trying to help them and support them, and they battled back and won it.
And then just going forward, obviously moving on to college, any lasting memories that you're going to take with you?
You know, just like every day coming to practice and getting to hang out with this group of girls, it's been great. A lot of them are just, they've become my best friends and it's been fun.
Final thoughts, real quick?
That's about it, yeah. Going to practice and we're going to miss all of them.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here. Congrats on all of your success and good luck in college.
Thank you.
Back to you, Chris.
All right. Thank you very much, Melanie, here with Mike, Jesse, and Maria for our final segment. And, you know, Mike, I know that relationship is very important between the boys' teams and the girls' teams. And not only has it been reciprocated, but you both have had tremendous success over the years.
Well, we were fortunate enough that we actually went boys and girls, and then, I'm sorry, girls, boys, girls. So we had three in a row. But what that is the
state champions.
State champions, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And what that was is they want to help each other.
Yeah.
And they... in practice, that they're good friends, and they developed that relationship, and they brought pride to the school for the sport of volleyball, and they sincerely want to share an interest and care in the success of others, which is really special.
What's it like to have that support from the boys' team and also from the student body and from the school?
It's great. I mean, the administration, the student body, the managers, everyone is wonderful, and the managers are going to be sorely missed next year. They played a huge role, not only just in facilitating drills and getting things going, but just the relationships. It kind of put the girls at ease to know they had like four of their best friends on the bench. So that'll be missed, but I know that we have some other great kids coming in next year to help as well. So
it also helps that they're also volleyball people. You know, the managers, I mean, they can actually play, you know, that's great help.
And, you know, to look ahead to next year, you know, we were kidding during the break that Parkland only has pep rallies for special, you know, when you get to a state final. But it's almost been routine for you because you've been in the state final for so long. Go ahead.
The graduating seniors experienced three pep rallies for girls volleyball, which in our sophomore class, all they've seen is pep rallies. But what it did for us, you could see it on the way out to Johnstown, the girls got jacked. It was... last year, Heather was driving a van, and it looked like they were on a bumpy ride because the girls were so enthusiastic and energetic. They wanted to play Friday night. We drove out Friday. But it really was a lasting memory. The school was behind us, the athletic department, the administration, and it really made the girls feel special. The football team was there, and they were going to play Easton Friday night, and when we were encouraging them to go. And it really created a bond athletically and also with the school and the faculty and the administration. It was outstanding.
Yep. Now, with the new classifications, does that affect you guys at all, or how is the playoffs going to be set up this year?
Well, the new classification gives us two teams in District 11 to go to the state tournament, which never existed before. And I think it's good because our district is real strong in a level of volleyball, so it's going to open doors for more teams, which I think is great for Lehigh Valley.
Which makes your run even more remarkable for the boys and the girls team, that only one team from this area can qualify for the state finals, and each year you did that. So what's that been like to... You know, I know those district tournaments can be pretty intense, especially if you ever fall behind for a set. I mean, those championships I know have been pretty intense over the years.
Right. I mean, it's very important that we focus on the girls taking it each game at a time. It's easy for them to jump ahead and think about state championship game when we're just at districts. But they do a really great job of zeroing in and really keeping each other in check.
Mm-hmm.
And they demonstrate a great model for the younger girls to do the same as well. Just taking it game by game, doing their job, and getting done what needs to get done.
Maria, how excited are you for the season to start in a few weeks?
Oh, we're really excited. We just ended a summer camp, and so we're seeing some young athletes who really have some good potential. And, you know, my goal is just to build the foundation so that when they work their way up to the high school, they have everything that they need to make it a seamless transition.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for bringing your entire team. Congratulations on the state championship, and best of luck on capturing another one this fall.
Thank you for having us, Chris. It was an honor to be out here and with this great group of young people.
It was our pleasure. We'll be back in studio with another edition of RCN Sports Talk next week. For Joe, I'm Chris. Good night, everyone.